They're going to teach you. They don't preach about patience. They all got the message of how you're going to have this great faith. They don't want to tell you you need some patience. Amen. You all want to be the great, you know, ones that are going to teach you how to have patience. They don't even talk about patience. You're going to come and they're going to give you all this rhetoric, you know, of the word of God, and you got to have it in your mouth and you got to speak it. Well, I'm going to tell you again. I said courage is nothing more than 90% faith is nothing more than 90% courage. All right? The other 10%, 9% is patience, and 1% is, do I have to repeat? I'll say junk this time.
Thank you,
1% is all the junk that you come and they teach you. You don't need the junk. Amen? You put the junk aside. And this is what we find out with the prophets of God. They didn't have any junk. They had to have some patience. Abraham had to have patience. Sarah had to have patience. And against hope, he believed in hope. What the Lord told him, even in the natural, it was impossible, but he had the persistence. When you have patience, patience means you're persistent. That's why it says the heaven suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. You have to be persistent. That's what patience is. People don't get a miracle. I can't go back to church. That's all they want is a miracle. They don't want to worship the Lord. Amen. They don't have courage to face life. That's why the Lord said in John the 5th chapter to the man that was laying out in the street, nobody was there to help him. People go to church to, you know, I guess I should say some things and then some things I shouldn't say. Let me get back to, let's leave the man out in the street for a minute. But when Naaman the leper, who had courage to face life, he was a leper, but he was the captain of the Syrian army, but he was a leper. He was a man of valor, and he went to work every day with leprosy. We get an ache in our big toe and we can't go to work. Hello? I said, hello? I thought maybe the cell phone wasn't working right. So he hears about Elisha, and he goes to Elisha's house. He's out there with his chariot and his soldiers, and he said, hey, there's someone very notable out there wants to see you, the captain of the Syrian army. He needs a miracle. You know what Elisha said? Tell him to go dip in the water. Tell him to jump in the water and dip himself 7 times. He said, I don't want to do that. I'm not going there in the dirty river and dip and get a miracle. But finally, he had enough sense. He said, well, I came here to get a miracle. That's what the prophet said. That's what I'm going to do. So he dipped 7 times. See, the problem is today, people come to church and they only get their ankles wet. They don't dip. Hello? I said, they just get their ankles wet. They don't dip. Some maybe go up to their knees. You see, like Naaman, he didn't want to do it at first, but finally he was a man of wisdom. And he was a man of understanding. You do what the doctor tells you to do. But the doctor said, yeah, I know what the doctor says, but I know what Jesus also said. All things are possible to them that believe. Can you say amen? He didn't say all things are possible to them that can explain. I'm not here explaining anything. I'm just telling you what you need is to get rid of the junk in your life. Get into your closet and throw the junk out. Hello, church. All right, let me tell you one more time what faith is. 90% courage. 9% patience, which is persistence. Okay? And the other 1% is all the junk that they want to teach you on how to have faith. They don't want to tell you about patience, because they want to teach you junk. So you think you listen to some great man of God. But if you have patience, you're going to get the answer. Amen? I said, if you have courage, you're going to get the answer. Can you say amen? Very simple. It's not difficult to serve the Lord. Now, servant of Elijah says, I don't see anything. And you know what happens? Seventh time, it began to rain. So now Elijah says, well, Jezebel, the backslidden church, is going to repent. No, miracles aren't going to make the church repent. Even story goes with the rich man and Lazarus, who was a man that was sick and full of sores and beggar and laid at the rich man's door. And the rich man died and he was buried, and the beggar died, but he was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. You see, when you know the Lord, you don't die alone. But if you don't know the Lord, you die alone. And I don't want to face death, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to face death alone. Hello? Oh, yeah. You getting it, huh, Brother George? I don't want to face it alone. So he thought Jezebel was going to repent. But she says, I'm going to kill Elijah. So Elijah goes running off. He wasn't afraid of Jezebel. That's why he went under a juniper tree and said, Lord, take my life, let me die. If he was afraid of death, why did he say to the Lord, take my life? Because he thought he failed God. He thought he failed God. He thought, sure, Jezebel was going to repent. The backslidden church is going to repent. No, the Lord is going to go out and find those that are gone astray, and he's going to put them on his shoulder. And he's going to let people know that his government rules and not the government of man. Can you say hallelujah? So in your patience, you got to possess your soul. Now, you know what soul is? Your attitude. People come to church and they, you know, waiting for a chip to be knocked off their shoulder, waiting for you to say something wrong. Like I said earlier, see that? See how he talks? That's right. I say worse things than that when I'm not around you. Yeah, I know. People are holy, holy, holy. Amen. I don't want to tell you some things that God's going to curse those that do something against the wall. You mean that's in the Bible? Is it in the Bible, Barry?
Amen.
What did God say? I don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
You're going to make me say it? I didn't say it. The Word of God said it. He said, I'll cut off, speaking about the house of Israel that turned away from God. He said, I'll cut off all them that piss against the wall. Talking about the male child. I cut off all the males.
It's in the Word of God. Not like people, you know, they get all out of sorts. That's because they have no understanding. That's why they're not a friend of God. They can't relate to God. But when you can relate to God, to know, you first have to acquaint yourself with a person. You know, a lot of people live under illusion. You know what an illusion is? It's when you meet a girl or a young man, and boy, they put on their fines, you know, the way they act, all right? That's an illusion, because when you get married, you find out their ways, then you find out that their acts were an illusion. Hello? Hello? Yeah, they live under an illusion. Yeah. But you see, it says in Psalms 103 that Moses knew God's ways. That's why he was able to put up with their complaining for 40 years. You think you got it bad? He was living with a bunch of people for 80 years old. Who wants to listen to a bunch of complaining people? For 40 years, and you think I can't take it anymore. I just can't stand it in my home. I can't put up with it. Well, if you're your own person, you can put up with it. I said, if you're your own person, you can put up with it. Confidence. When you have confidence in your life, nothing's going to trouble you because you know who you are. And you know where you're going. Can you say hallelujah? I got confidence that the Lord is going to see me through. I get excited about the Word of God. Amen. People go, they see the psychiatrist. Well, why do you want to get divorced? Well, I'm not happy. just not happy. If you can live with you, if you're looking for, I tell young people, you're looking to get married to be happy, you better stay single. I'm going to tell them the truth. Amen. Because if you're looking for the other person to make you happy, you're going to be living under an illusion. Oh, but they're so good, with boyfriend and girlfriend, and boy, we get along so good. I'm going to be happy getting out of daddy and mommy's house. I just can't wait. You find out. When you find out people's ways, amen, then it makes a difference. And that's what's going on in the world today. People living under illusion instead of serving the Lord. Amen. Listen to the lies of the devil, and that the coming of the Lord is not going to be. Well, if you know the word of God and you're then friends with him, you will understand what's taking place today. Amen. I don't preach illusions to people.